Before we dive into the working part of our agenda, I wonder if we could trouble Chancellor Amoritas for a welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board of Trustees, welcome to the University of Illinois at Chicago, and especially welcome, if you allow me today, to Trustees Montgomery, Courage, and Fitzgerald, which is the last meeting that you will have on this campus. I hope you enjoyed the presentation by our ROTC students a few minutes ago. Since 1946, when the University of Illinois at Navy Pier was established to serve Chicago's returning World War II veterans, UIC has continued to make serving veterans who want a university education a top priority. We currently have approximately 500 student veterans on campus and numerous on our staff, including two of the vice chancellors, Navy Captain John Coronado and Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Bob Berries. We provide support services through the CSER Veterans Center, including mentoring, career services, in-depth information of their GI Bill's benefits, as well as transition services for new students who are veterans. We are honored to continue the legacy of Navy Pier Origins and to provide the highest quality education to those who have served our country. Today is an important board meeting for the University of Illinois at Chicago. You will be asked to approve a new Vice Chancellor for Innovation, Office and Position. This is a new position at UIC, which is particularly significant. It will impact how we bring research to market, how we adapt innovation in education, and how we conduct our business. It's also a statement that this university is serious when it declares that it wants to be more entrepreneurial and more forward-looking. You will also be asked to approve an updated master plan that supports our strategic priorities and makes a bold statement about our future. We do this at a good time because our momentum is strong. Enrollment this fall once again exceeded expectations, and we set another fourth record year, now our total enrollment surpassing 31,600 students. Students and their families are giving us a vote of confidence and have made us the fastest growing university in the state of Illinois for a number of years now. And we do this as the impact of UIC is felt strongly across the state and across the world. And as we are on the west side of our campus, I want to remind you that we are doing this next to a medical school that just admitted another 320 medical students out of almost 7,000 applicants. Next to a medical school that prepares the highest number of Latino physicians in the country and is in the top five producers of African-American physicians in the country. Next to a medical school that discovered the new blockbuster shingles vaccine that every physician talks about and everyone over 50 has to wait for months to get it because the Glaxo production cannot meet worldwide demand for this vaccine. And we are doing this in the middle of the biggest academic healthcare enterprise in the state, at the place where between 30% and 50%, depending on the discipline, of all practicing physicians, dentists, and pharmacists of this state have been educated. This is how you measure, and this is how you define impact. You will also hear today, at the same time, of some of our challenges and the tough decisions that we need to make as we move forward because of our limited resources. You will hear during public comment section from the understandably upset members of our gymnastics teams that we can no longer support because of the financial challenges that our athletic department is facing. And you are also noticing the silent, respectful statement of four of our union members today. The reason that we have this attendance is not because all of a sudden the board meetings have become exciting and everybody wants to be here and pay a ticket to get in. It is because they are frustrated and they want, as much as I do, to conclude our negotiations, while at the same time we are challenged to reach reasonable resolutions of their financial components of these agreements. And yet, despite the financial challenges that we face, as the Tribune's front page story title said a month ago, the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I'm quoting, flourishes amid struggles at state's public universities. While Crane's headline story last spring, and I quote again, described how UAC is defying the odds. Well, we defy the odds because we are innovative, because we plan, and because we have common values, goals, and aspirations as an academic community. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board of Trustees, welcome once again, and thank you for your support.
Thank you, Michael. And as always, thank you for your gracious hospitality. And I'd like to echo UIC Unions United. Thank you very much for being here today. I just had a couple comments. I'd like to recognize some great accomplishments that have occurred at our university. Recently, I was reading the magazine published by the College of LAS in Urbana. And I would like to publicly compliment, I think at our last board meeting, Chancellor Jones mentioned that Gene Robinson, the director of the Carl Woese Institute of Genomic Biology, was awarded the prestigious Wolf Prize, an international prize in agriculture for his work on honeybees. As I understand it, Dr. Robinson has a system whereby he can observe the direct effects of genetic change on bee behavior, which really is quite remarkable when you consider that. One of his fellow laureates in music was Paul McCartney. So I wonder if Dr. Robinson convinced Paul to sing Let It Be when he was there. That was supposed to be a joke. Class of 2018 graduate Thomas Dowling was selected as a Rhodes Scholar, the first UIUC student to receive this honor since 1998, 20 years ago. Congratulations, Mr. Dowling, but mate, too bad you have to go to Oxford instead of Cambridge. No, seriously, alumnus Dowling, he brings great credit to himself and to the University of Illinois. Chancellor Cook, you might be interested in this one, this next item for your bass fishing team. Integrative biology professor Becky Fuller and her colleagues have developed an iPhone app to show anglers how fish will see various lures under existing light and weather conditions. Interesting. And finally, as board chair, I would like to recognize one of our own who continues to collect national accolades and put the U of I on the map. Our treasurer, Lester McKeever, recently was recognized by the American Institute of CPAs, receiving their Gold Medal Award of Distinction, the highest honor award by this organization. Congratulations, Lester. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you for allowing me that time to compliment those great accomplishments.